When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, Bills Mafia? Matt Perino here. It is Friday, February 19th, 2021, and this is your weekly Bills Flash Briefing. I put up a story this week at New York Upstate and Syracuse.com highlighting five potential moves that Brandon Bean could make in the next few weeks to open up some cap room as, you know, he tries to upgrade this Buffalo Bills roster heading in to free agency and the NFL draft. And one of those big moves is centered around John Brown. He is scheduled to make $9.531 million this year. That's going to be a salary cap hit. If the Bills release him, they can add almost $8 million of cap space back to work with as they look to free agency. They have a ton of their own free agents that they have to consider. And obviously, everybody knows about the J.J. Watt pursuit that's been happening ever since last week on Friday when the Houston Texans released him. The latest on that, I'll talk more about John Brown in a moment, is that there is mutual interest, according to a report from ESPN's Kimberly Martin, that between the Bills and J.J. Watt, obviously he's looking for a Super Bowl contender. The Bills lost in the AFC title game, so that is definitely something to keep an eye on. We covered J.J. Watt in detail this week on the Buffalo Bills Shout football podcast. Go check that out. We had ESPN's Marcel Louis-Jacques and WGR 550's Nate Geary on the show. You can find that on our YouTube page, search Buffalo Bills on NYUP. And, you know, getting back to John Brown a little bit here, listen, he's a big piece to what I thought this Bills offense was able to blossom into in 2020. I don't want to downplay what I think his skill set means to this offense. But the truth of the matter is, sure, there might be a restructure possibility, maybe kick the can a little bit down the road. But with $8 million free and clear to add to the pot as you're trying to maneuver your way and improve on a roster that's close, you know, they were super close. And I thought that, you know, the key for me when it comes to John Brown is if you take the body of work from the first half of the season, obviously he suffered the injury, looked really good in the first month of the season, and Stephon Diggs, he really talked a lot about what John Brown meant to him, not only as, you know, a teammate, but, you know, the opportunities that it opened for him having John Brown on the field. But I just think, you know, not over $9 million is a steep price to pay when you have real talent at the position on the roster already. We saw what Gabriel Davis did as a rookie, and I recently went back and watched some of his snaps over the course of his rookie season, and he just impressed in every way. He made a lot of big plays, obviously. You know, had a lot of touchdowns in this team second in terms of receiving touchdowns behind Diggs. So I think that they're stocked there. And I think that what John Brown does, that downfield threat, there might be some options on the open market or even in the draft to add that kind of player to the mix. Finally, Ryan Talbot had a story this week. He reported that the Bills had a quote unquote real good meeting with Syracuse cornerback Ifeatu Melifonwu. And it's an interesting name that pops up on the radar as you start doing your draft prep, because that number 30 pick, there's a few positions that you probably have in mind. Now, I still think that without, you know, talking in depth with Brandon Bean yet before the draft, I still think the Bills are going to go best player available. When you have this kind of roster, whoever is really sticking out on the board at that point, I expect Brandon Bean to pull the trigger. But a cornerback like Ifeatu, I mean, that could solve a lot of problems if you're able to bring a high-level cornerback into the mix to pair with Tre'Davious White, really turn that into a secondary without any holes. And if you can add a J.J. Watt or attack the edge or defensive line in free agency or more in the draft, I think that this defense could take the next step in 2021. Keep it locked on the Syracuse.com and NewYorkUpstate.com in the next few days. We are going to be dropping our massive free agent target list. I've been working on that the last couple days, and we'll have that at some point in the next couple days, maybe early next week. And enjoy your weekend. It might snow a little bit in Western New York or depending on what the weather is, wherever you are. Hope it's a good one. And thank you for all your support of this podcast. And we will see you next week. Mike Gennetti of SpotTrack.com, salary cap expert, Greg Thompson from Cover One. They're going to be on the show next Wednesday night. Have a good one, everyone.